y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two, three.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones are acting, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Well, hello, we are Miguel and Holly Uncensored, coming to you live and in color.
Well, we're not live.
No, we're not live.
Depending, I mean, we are recorded live.
We are.
That was
we
what are. My ONU Cable 3 used to be when I was on the TV show in college.
Oh.
Recorded to be live.
Recorded to be live. We are live and in charge, okay? I don't know. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is associate producer Scotty the Body from USF.
Oh, dear.
Hey.
And
like
producer
that.
Ryan's working.
Yeah.
He's not here.
He works so much.
That's fine. We're lucky to have him when we can.
Yes, that's right.
So this is going to be a relatively quick podcast this week because we really wanted to talk about Gasparilla.
Yes.
And get to some extra audio that we had from Gasparilla. Holly.
Yeah.
So what was this little project that we did?
Well, we knew that you, Scotty, and I would be hitting out at hitting Gasparilla, like the actual parade, and drinking that day. And probably starting at an early hour because a lot of people in Tampa Bay do that. So we decided, and we did this last year too, and it was a huge success. We would record ourselves, do a little bit of a check-in about once an hour or so throughout the day, and progressively check in with ourselves as we got drunk.
I really love that we're doing this on the Uncensored podcast because we can sort of just take our time to go through the audio and sort of talk about our different experiences.
Yes.
So, Holly, what sort of describe your day at Gasparilla? What does it look like?
Okay, so my boyfriend, Mr. Dimples, a.k.a. Justin, his parents are huge Gasparilla fans. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, when they take their Christmas decorations down at the first of the year, they put up all this Gasparilla stuff in its place.
Oh.
And I mean, it is like insane. They've been collecting this stuff for 20 years.
Wow.
So they have like skeletons, like life-size ones, and like, you know, talking actual, there was an actual life-size pirate at the front door, like a statue, a pirate statue.
Oh my God.
They have lights and they have, you know, all kind of decor and all these beads hanging everywhere. And so what they've been doing for like the last 20 years is they invite all their friends and a bunch of family members and all their kids and their kids' friends, and they get a big charter bus, which goes from their house to the parade route, drops us off. They bring a bunch of food and drinks, and we just sit there all day long. And then at the end of the parade, we walk back to the bus, get in it, go back to their house, and have Cuban food.
Oh, really? Now, do people end up passing out at their house and whatnot?
Yeah, well, they say, you know, if you plan on staying there, like, they'll put you up in a room or whatever, but you should probably plan for that ahead of time.
Mm.
And they have all the, it's great because on the bus ride over, his dad gets up on the little speaker and they do a speech about what the rules are.
Aww.
And then they include, like, large photos from previous Gasparillas of, like, people passed out. And it's like their one of their son-in-law's friends, I think, is now a lawyer. But like when he started coming 8 years ago, he was in college to be a lawyer.
Oh,
so they have a picture of him passed out on a toilet. And they're like, if anyone needs legal help, talk to this guy. But it's actually really, it's like they plan it out. Like that is like parenting goals right there.
That is what I always envied about other friends who had the parents that had those big traditions like that. Because in my family, we have no traditions, nothing like that. Mm. And so that's just so cool that it's like, because I'm sure like when you're younger and your parents do that, you're like, we got to go to the damn Gasparilla parade.
Especially if you're like in high school, maybe.
Right. Like you're so over it. But then like now as an adult and you can drink and party with your parents, you're like, let's do it.
I mean, they are so just welcoming and hospitable and it's just fantastic. So that's the setup of the day. So we get up like that song, the little Gasparilla song. That's my alarm, and I set it for 6:30 on Saturday.
I actually, Holly, I copied you this year, and I had it. Like, it wasn't my alarm, but when I did wake up on Saturday, I did play it to wake my boyfriend up.
Yes, because...
And it really does get you in the mood.
You get real turnt real quick.
The ships
like,
are coming.
This comes up on your thing at 6:30, and you're not even mad. You're like, yes!
It's a holiday. It's
time to get up!
Now, Holly, I've been meaning to put this on what I call my button bar. Behind the scenes, a computer that I stare at I have all my sound effects that you hear.
Yeah.
I can pull them up really easily. And I've been meaning to put this one on my button bar from last year. This is your infamous quote from Gasparilla 2018.
Fix your face! Fix it! And then throw me some Dambi! Worst.
Wow.
Well, there were a lot of sour puss faces on the floats last year.
You can't do that
year.
When you're on a float.
No, I'm expecting a performance.
Yeah, that's right. Why we're there.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how my day went. And what happens is we get to their house at like 7:30. We all Uber over to their house. And literally, you walk in the door and his mom hands you a mimosa.
Wow. At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. I had my first drink at 8:16 a.m.
Wow. So you're there drinking until when? When do you all finally get on the bus to go over to Bayshore?
Well, they're sticklers. You got it. Like, they usually leave at 8.
Oh, wow.
They didn't leave until about 8:45 this time. So then everybody piles on the bus and they pass out their tickets. You get on the bus and they go over the rules. And on the way down there, you're drinking more mimosas. Then you get there and you've all brought stuff like lawn chairs. And I was smart this year. I brought games. And then you obviously bring your own alcohol and a food item to share. And then they just set up like a big old picnic. And then you're just there from like 9:30 until about 5:30.
Wow. That's a long day of just sitting there.
It is.
Drinking. That's it. That's all you're doing.
Yes. And so that's why this year I was like, I'm more prepared because I brought stuff to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the first clip that you sent. Do you remember which one was the first one?
I think it was right at the parade start time.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. It's 2:00.
Okay.
By the way, I want to apologize in advance for this entire thing about how god-awful annoying I am when I'm drunk. I'm so sorry to anyone that has had to put up with my drunk ass.
Listen, it is okay, but that's what makes you so special, Holly. Here we go.
Okay, it's 2:00 and the parade's about to start. I'm drunk, pretty much. Okay.
You're so drunk.
I'm not that. I'm moderately drunk.
I'm pretty drunk.
Now, Holly, I feel like if I were listening to this, like, I know you. I've known you for a long time. I know drunk you.
Yeah.
I know that this is you, but I feel like if someone didn't know you, they would feel like you were putting this on. Is this you acting at all? Or are you really just that drunk?
No, but I think I was that drunk. But what's funny is that I didn't think I was that drunk. In my head, I even didn't want to do an update because I was like, this isn't going to be funny. I'm not that drunk. Oh.
And then you hear it back.
Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a good time. We got our drinks. We got our setup. There's a bunch of police in front of us because they're like, oh, we're going to ride our motorcycles.
Hey, what's that smell?
What's what smell?
That smell.
What's that smell?
I took a shower, thank you. Okay, bye.
Now, when we were on the air, because we had to go through the audio so quickly, I couldn't ask you what was he saying with that smell? Was he? What was he talking about?
I don't know. It was either one of two things. It was either...
Because that was your boyfriend, obviously.
Right. In a lot of clips, he's in the background. It was either weed, because I could smell somebody somewhere.
Gotcha.
Somewhere on the parade route, there was a strong marijuana scent. Or the Budweiser Clydesdales had just walked past us, and they pooped literally right in front of where we were sitting.
That doo-doo stank.
Yeah. Literally right there. I was like, really? God. So then the poor man who was the pooper scooper had to get it all up, but he didn't do a very good job. And I wanted to be like, sir, can you just do one more pass?
What a shitty job he has.
Get
it? All right, Holly, here's your second clip.
You know what? I just saw the USF flow, and none of them were that excited about throwing out stuff.
A shit ton of beer.
No, they didn't.
Your boyfriend, he's...
Defend him with honor.
He's so excited.
He went to USF, by the way, in case you didn't know.
That's amazing.
Real excited. And he was like, then I think, oh my God, I forgot. After this whole thing, he goes, you should delete that because... Now you're talking shit about USF. I go, no, that girl wasn't smiling.
Yeah, baby, they just threw us a shit ton of beer.
No, they didn't.
I have never heard someone say the S word and make it sound so fun. I just want to hear your boyfriend say that over and over again. He's like the best cheerleader ever.
I mean, in every aspect of his life, he's basically a cheerleader.
He really, this is amazing.
Yeah, baby, they just threw us a shit ton of beer.
No, they didn't. That girl was sour looking.
Yes.
Oh, God, these are nice.
USM!
USM! USM! I'm so conditioned now that when he starts a chant, I just start doing it.
That's awesome. Just jump in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see. You have one more, Holly.
Okay.
All right, here's the third clip that you sent over from that day. Hold on. I'm taking out all the beeps since we're on the Uncensored podcast. All right, here we go. Oh, this is long.
Okay, 5 p.m. check-in.
Oh, my God. You sound wrecked.
Yeah.
Wrecked.
Yeah. This was about the part of the night when things get a little slippery in my memory. Okay, 5 p.m. check-in. Why do I sound like that?
5 p.m.
Like, what is wrong with my drunk self? Okay, go ahead.
Going on, I'm literally at the front, and I just got hit with beads. Like, I wouldn't even mind getting hit by beads, but they were lame beads. If you're in Gasparilla Parade, spend some money and get the good damn beads. Like, the beads that hit me in the face just now, shitty beads. The beads, like, I wouldn't even be mad if nice beads hit me in the face. You know what I mean? Mm. But, like, the cheap-ass beads, I'm throwing them out. I mean, I'm recycling them to the aquarium, assholes.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, see, this next slope, they have good beads. Get the good beads. I'll remember you. All right, bye.
Wow.
Holy. I'm sorry, Tampa.
No, Holly, don't be sorry.
I don't even know. And by the way, I don't know who it was that had the good beads. I don't even know who had the bad beads. So really, get what you damn well want.
You said you would remember them.
I didn't.
Well,
I did not.
We'll roll through my check-ins really quick. I feel like mine aren't as funny as Scott's. But I do have a couple, because I only actually end up playing two of my clips the whole time because the audio was all over the place when we were doing the segment.
So it is 3:34. I'm at the party where we're standing in line for alcohol. I've had about 5 drinks, and I want more. I want more. Pretty much I want more. Is that bad to say?
Now, if you notice during this, my count of drinks ends up staying around 4 or 5.
Yeah, that is a lie. You're a liar.
Let's see here. Let me take out the beeps. Here we go.
All right, it is 3:53. I've had about 4 drinks.
Now, how do I go from 5 to 4 drinks?
You're backwards in time. That's crazy.
Yeah. What in the hell is that?
I have a time machine, apparently.
Holy
that
crap.
I take to Gasparilla.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Right now, we're
more like 5.
Bitch, don't you come for me. I've had 4 drinks. We're at the party right now on Bayshore, first of all. I don't know what's happening right now.
Wow.
First of all.
What you don't know what's happening is how many drinks you had.
Now,
backwards.
I wonder if the next one I only had 2 drinks.
I haven't drank anything yet.
Right?
So this was at this big gay party that I go to. I've met the owners of this house once, and it's this big house on Stuval, right off of Bayshore, where I think they call it booze and breakfast or booze and brunch. And I mean, whoever this guy is or this couple, thank you to them. I think all the gays in Tampa Bay owe them a gratitude.
Yeah.
Because they have a bar set up with bartenders, and it's free. Mm. They have porta potties. And it's just a big old party that they have that I don't even know if you ever see the couple who owns the house.
Do you know who they are?
My friend does, so that's why I don't feel as bad.
My friend does.
It's
a friend of a friend.
No, I met them once at a play at the Strass Center.
Oh.
So that's why I don't feel as bad now. But before last year, I had not met them before, and I've been drinking their booze for like 3 years now.
Well, thank you to the gays on Bayshore.
It is 5:30. We're at the party.
It's popping off, y'all.
There are people here. Girl, we out here. We out here. There are lots of white people here.
Oh, my God.
You sound like you just got hit by a train.
Yes, it does. It sounds like you are about to pass out.
It's just really embarrassing when you hear just how drunk you truly get.
I mean, it's a good exercise in don't do this all the time.
Exactly. This one is, hold on, because we didn't.
Don't be calling. The time is.
Oh.
Wait, what time is it?
Oh my God.
Is it after midnight?
Oh, wow. Okay. So let me tell you what happened.
Holy crap. Oh, man.
So apparently we got an Uber out of South Tampa around 7 o'clock, I believe. And this was all told to me because I was not with
after
my
your
right
four
mind.
Drinks, you didn't know? Is that it? You didn't remember after those four? Maybe five?
Maybe.
So apparently what happened is we got home. We were all just sort of relaxing and people started to show up. From our friend group. And then I was like, let's go out downtown. Let's go downtown St. Pete. And I still don't know how I drunkenly talked everyone in my house to get in an Uber. And then we ended up in downtown St. Pete.
You don't know when to call it a day.
I don't, especially on a day like Gasparilla.
Yeah, yeah, because if you've got a party day going on, you never want it to stop. But that's when bad stuff happens.
Uh-huh.
It's after midnight. 12:10. Bro. It's forking. I mean, there's freaking horse pee on the ground.
You say forking?
Oh my god.
You say there's forking horse pee?
Oh my god, I'm so glad we didn't play this on the air.
Okay.
I'm done. I've done all I can do.
Oh.
I am going home with. Oh, we keep walking.
That's just my beads there, just going.
Jangling.
All right, this is the final end.
I'm so tired.
Well, no shit!
Bye.
You should have stayed home instead of going out.
For real, that's impressive, actually.
Oh, my God.
There we go. When they say, I'm not younger, I still got it. Not really.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's go through Scott's.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, let's see. I hate listening to things I say when I'm drunk.
It's
every bit of it.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, here's Scott's check-in.
I tried to pour myself champagne and I poured it all over my pants and it looks like I peed and everyone's making fun of me and it's rude. And people are singing Fetty Wap in my eyeball.
What time was that?
This is like early. I don't even know, 11?
Oh, wow.
11, 12, kind of getting ready to go. I mean, I got myself a couple bottles of champagne to start out with, and I didn't realize my girlfriend, she didn't really want, like, she likes champagne, but not really, so she wasn't really drinking it, so I had two bottles to myself.
Oh.
And I was just sitting there, and I went to pour a glass and just
missed.
Completely overfilled the cup all over my lap, and it was just really embarrassing because I think it made me look like I was more drunk than I really was.
Well, that's because you were.
Well.
Where's Greg?
Alright, we're walking to the parade. It's 2:38 and we don't know where one of the people are. Graham, the Graham cracker.
Graham, where are you?
And we just peed out a porta potty and I'm just trying to look for Graham. I just want Graham. All I want is Graham and his high shorts. That's all we need right now. We just need Graham. Okay? So just come back, Graham. We miss you.
Now, who is this Graham guy?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So you don't know who he is, but you wanted him in his high shorts.
I met him at the house that we started at, and he was cool, very nice, dressed up as a pirate. So I was like, hell yeah, Graham. And then as soon as we started walking, I don't know where he went. I don't know where he is now. I don't have him on Instagram. I don't have his number. I haven't heard if he's good. I'm just going with the assumption that he's a big boy. He knows his way around.
What's his description?
So he's about 6'5", 6'6", very tall.
Oh.
And slender.
Oh.
He's very thin. I think the first thing he told me was like he's run a marathon before. So like he has that like runner's look.
Oh, was he very attractive?
I mean, he was a decent looking guy.
If you were at a club one night and he wanted to make out with you, would you make out with him?
Okay. I mean, me personally, no.
Right.
But I think others, if they're into him, yeah, they would. Yeah, for sure.
Well, we need to find Graham the Graham Cracker. Here's your next clip.
Okay, 5 p.m.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. That was Holly.
Oh.
I was like, wow, I really got
wait
drunk.
A here we go. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me do that. Sorry. Here we go.
We're in the parade.
No, I need
it
to
It doesn't
eat.
Matter. Like, literally, I just saw Clydesdales, and they're fucking beautiful. But, like, honestly, I just need food.
I need to eat.
All I need is food.
Let's go eat.
I'm going to eat. Fudge this parade.
Let's go eat.
I need food.
I eat.
And over and out, it's 3:05
p.m. Where's the fucking food?
Mary had a hat. She's like, quit talking about it, be about it.
Yeah, yeah. She's a trooper.
That is amazing.
She don't mess around.
I think this is my favorite clip from this year.
3:05
p.m. Where's the fucking phone?
Like, that pretty much describes any drunk person anywhere at any time.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty much what's going through your head at all times.
Where's the fucking phone?
I feel like my boyfriend and Scott's girlfriend are the real MVPs here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Y'all the troopers.
We're trying to go get some food, and there's this girl, there's people on the tracks. Like, get off the tracks. It's dangerous. Get off the tracks. This is ridiculous. Get off the tracks. That's dangerous as trains.
They still use those tracks, I'm pretty sure.
Who's that?
Was that Graham? Did Graham pop up somewhere?
That's not Graham. That's my buddy Tone. And he was chilling with it. But there's some people just sitting on the railroad tracks. And I was like, hell no. So I started screaming at them. I don't know why they're sitting there. Nope. I don't know why they're just hanging out on the railroad tracks. That's insanely dangerous.
Yes. Yes,
I was
is.
Helping civilians.
Thank you for being a safety patrol person out there.
Scott, what's your friend's name?
I call him Tone. His name's Anthony.
Is he black?
Oh, yeah, he's black.
Why is it that whenever white people talk about black people, you all of a sudden got this, like, jive in your voice? You were like, oh, that's my homeboy, Tone.
That's my boy, Tone.
I have to pee. I'm going to pee myself, y'all.
Like, when talking about white boy Graham, you're like, oh, that's Graham. Graham that's the Graham cracker.
That's my boy, Tone.
That's my boy, Tone. You know how he get down.
I'm trying to think if I do that for Miguel, when I'm like, it's just Miguel, but it's not. I don't think I do that. I'm trying to think if I do that for anybody else.
This is my boy.
You know? That's my boy, Tone. You know. And then there's Graham the Cram Cracker.
Graham. Where's Graham? Tone, you know. Like, I just, this is an amazing cast of characters that we've never even
Babe,
met.
Babe, I'm going to start yelling at cars to pick us up. I'm tired of walking.
No.
I'm sorry. Hey! Hey!
Oh, my God.
Scott, stop.
Take me home.
Scott.
We're not. I want to go home.
We're literally 2 seconds away.
Take me.
Hey. Stop.
Oh, Natty. What's that car called? Audi.
Scott, shut the f*** up.
Hey. Scott. Who's this? That car sounds like crap. You want to call a Mercedes? Your car sounds like crap.
Off.
Was she telling you to turn your phone off?
I don't know. This is beyond my memory at this point.
Yep.
I heard this back and I'm... very ashamed. This, I think there's just cars driving, and we walked all over Tampa, so it's just like anybody, ride would be awesome.
How close were you to home?
Oh, from the place we started, like miles.
Ooh.
Like, we straight up walked, and thank God I was drunk.
Had you lost everyone in your group? Like, where's Tone?
No, Tone's still there. We got Tone, and I got Mary.
Not Graham.
No, Graham's gone.
Now,
Graham's gone.
Like, is everyone just quiet now? Like, it's like when you're past, like, the fun drunk. And then, like mine when I was just tired and ready to go home.
Yeah.
Was this that point of the night where everyone's just quiet?
This is like, yeah, this is the point where it's like, we got to head down. Let's go home. We need to leave.
It's 5:33, and I just peed.
I have not heard this clip before.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, God.
This was I sounded pretty rough at 5 o'clock, too.
I'm afraid.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's 5:33, and I just peed. It's 5:33.
Holly, hold on. Let's play a little game.
No.
Where did Scotty the body pee? Where did he pee?
On the side of a dumpster.
On the side of a dumpster. I'm going to say that he peed. He peed like on someone's tire, like on their wheel or something. There was a car parked.
No.
And he was trying to hide behind it, so he peed on the car.
Oh, no.
Do you remember where you peed, Scott?
I'm pretty sure it was in someone's like driveway next to their garage.
Oh.
Right behind another house. In reality, horrible place to pee.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it.
No.
But I did.
Okay.
And I just peed behind someone else's house. And you know what? I don't care because they have this big old backyard.
Oh.
And there's a house behind it that I peed right in between their driveway and their shed. So that's why you have a driveway and a shed.
No.
For other people to pee in it.
No.
If not, don't have that big of a yard and a shed. You're welcome. Happy Gasparilla. Bye.
That's why we have sheds.
It gave me good cover, I guess.
Like, you literally could have been arrested for that.
Yeah, I know. I think then I was like, oh, I'm so clear. Because I was in between the shed, there's like people partying.
But see, in your drunk brain, it seemed totally that's the problem with being drunk in public is that your brain is like, this is great.
Yes.
Everything made sense.
Everything else, like every other logical being around you, you're not listening to it because you're listening to the one drunk part of your brain, which is like, Scott, obviously this is why people make sheds.
Wow. All right, here is the last clip.
We're walking back to the car right now, and there's this dude with this, like, sleeveless hoodie. And I just want to squeeze his muscles. I just want to see if they're real. Because, like, if he's challenging me to a muscle off, I'll win. Like, for sure. Like, you have your hood up, but you ain't got no sleeves on trying to act all big. Like, you better have some muscle if you're going to do that, bitch. You don't have the muscle. Nothing. Ain't got nothing. That's all I got to say. I'm going to get naked walking down the street.
What? You are Will Ferrell in Old School. You go, we're going streaking for the quads in the gymnasium. That was you. Like, why?
I get like this weird like.
You wanted to touch his muscles?
He was just walking right. To me, he looked like a douchebag. And I was like, you know, I'm not having it. I had a couple drinks. He looked like one of those guys I just don't like. And I was down to throw down.
Scott, I feel like you may get punched in the face one day.
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
Oh, God.
For sure. Because I get so out of my britches when, I don't know.
Someone who says I get out of my britches, but then also talks shit. that's a bad combo.
I know. That's why I don't like to get too drunk all the time.
Oh,
that is Gasparilla 2019. Yeah. The uncensored audio clips that we could not play on the air.
Oh, man.
Now I see why.
Apologies to everyone that we've collectively wronged in Tampa Bay. Any Uber drivers.
Yes.
Any sheds.
I yelled at.
Sorry. Actually, somebody did.
All right. Well, we're done. That is it. Thank you for listening to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly, and you can check that all out on Instagram or Twitter and Snapchat. And I'm on Facebook, Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTTAV, as in Victor, LIN.
You don't need to be TTN anymore. You're done. You're cut off.
Yep.
Man.
You can find Ryan McGibbony, producer Ryan, Radio McGib on Instagram. You can find him there. I'm Miguel Fuller. MIGUELFULLER on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Until next week, another edition.
Oh, goodness.
I'm Miguel and Holly.
Happy Gasparilla.
Uncensored.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.